Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright. Okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't feel my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Meatballs, we're here again. Welcome to the Meatball Pod.
Hey guys, missed you this past week. I hope that you guys enjoyed our last one. We tried to keep it a little less, I guess, doomsday. We were getting so many messages that we scared some of our meatball listeners.
I mean, yeah, I feel like we brought it back a little bit and we did some Jersey Shore stuff, which we're going to do again. Don't worry, because I did get a lot of DMs of like everyone asking more questions. But listen, me and Dina, we're going to talk about some doomsday stuff sometimes because we want you meatballs to be prepared.
Yes. Listen, everybody might look at us like we're crazy right now.
Cook pots.
But when time comes, you're going to be happy you're listening to this podcast.
Exactly. So welcome to the show, bitches.
So we were at Mia Bella's first birthday party, which was absolutely beautiful.
So cute.
So stinking cute. And Sam's like, you guys scared me on that last podcast. I'm like, oh my God. But guess what? Sam now is on the right track because we sent her all the stuff she needs to get. So we're saving lives over here.
Yeah, Sam literally texted us and she was like, so what am I buying for doomsday? So you guys just want to be, you want to be prepared, even if like you sound crazy or you feel crazy, just buy all the shit, put it in a bin and like throw it in your garage or in your basement, wherever you can hide, and just be prepared. That's all we're saying.
Yeah, like Nicole said, I need to get gas masks. So you know what? I went online and I got gas masks.
And they're the best kind.
Yeah, Chris is like, listen, whatever makes you feel better.
Literally, whatever makes you sleep at night. And it does make me sleep at night. So I'm good.
Yeah. But anyway, getting back into, sorry, you might hear Cameron a little bit. My mom couldn't come and watch him today. So he's with us on the pod.
Oh, it's fine.
But yeah, so I know a lot of listeners wanted to get some inside Jersey Shore scoop, so we could definitely do that today.
Well, I wanted to talk about the
behind the scenes.
Well, yeah, I wanted to do our top meatball moments, and there's so many, and I literally had to Google because a lot of the moments we were like wasted. I Googled all the fans' favorite moments, and I'm like, holy shit, there's so many. So I thought we could talk about those and like what happened and the story behind it. But let's talk about our weekend. Like, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. So, my gosh, what do we do? Oh, Saturday I went to my friend Chris's house. Actually, I met Chris while we were filming. He was in one of our Meatball Day episodes.
Oh my God, yes, remember? When I got dragged out of
Yes,
Jenks.
He helped
me. This is when you said, can you walk? And I was like, no.
Yes. So one of my best friends, his name is Chris.
So cute.
Remy, and I met him on one of our Meatball Days at Jenks. The one that I got remember I won the ocean. He helped me out. You'll probably see him on an episode. He helped me out of the ocean. And then he was like helping me like get that freaking jellyfish eggs out of my hair.
Yes, this is when the shit was all over your hair, and we were wearing our iconic outfits, and we were dancing at Jenks on the bar. Oh yeah, this is definitely one of our fun meatball days.
Yeah, so that's actually where I met him. And me and him are still like friends. He's like one of my best friends. Him and his fiance Matt. So me, Chris, and my cousin and my sister, and we went to his house. And we just like had some wine and like just like talked and had spilt tea and, you know, just
cute.
And then, we got home and then we had Miabella's first birthday the next day.
Yeah, so we ended up filming. We just started filming. But Saturday I had my VIP event at the Snooki Shop. So thank you to all you mamas who came out. So freaking cute. I just love, you know, meeting everyone, and everyone's just like drinking champagne. It's just like a fun like girls' day, I feel. But then Sunday, I mean, I feel like I was hungover. So I was like, ugh.
Yeah, I was a little hungover too.
I was like, I need a glass of wine here at the at Miabella's party. I was like, is there like an open bar or something?
Which there was.
I got a wine.
Yes, me and Chris had a wine too at dinner. But it was so cute. The kids had so much fun at Miabella's birthday. It was filmed, so you'll see a lot of it on the show. But they had like a bubble man there. I think it's like NJ Bubbles or something. And they it was so fun for the kids. Like they put on a whole bubble show. And then
adorable.
Mike and Lauren had Elsa and Anna come, and Cameron freaking loved them. He would not leave them alone, and they loved it. Right? Cameron, did you give Elsa all the kisses?
Yeah.
All the hugs?
Oh, we love Elsa.
Yeah. But he has a thing for Anna. He's always like, where's Anna? So I was happy both of them were
there. Oh, yeah, because she's the silly one.
Yeah.
She's like mommy.
Wait, what happened?
No Chris on her.
No Kristoff there. There was no Kristoff.
Oh, yeah. No, he was missing.
He was like, where's Kristoff? I'm like, I don't know, Cam. He's off with Sven.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was a really, really fun party. But, yeah, we just started filming. That was the first filming for 7B. So, should be fun.
Yeah, get ready, bitches. I feel like it's going to be another season of craziness.
Yep, getting into it.
As always.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
But yeah, talking about meatball days, but how funny is that? We're going to get into meatball days, and I was just with my meatball day friend.
It's meant to be.
Yeah.
Wait, so on this thing, there's 40 iconic meatball moments. And I'm like, 40? Like, that's it?
Look at that.
All right, so So the first one is bringing the Lola bunny suit to the club.
Yeah, that was a good one. You were sweating. You were so gross.
So me and Tina, we decided to go to, what, like a party store or something?
Yeah.
Why were we there? Just like get out of the house?
I think there was like a party city over by us.
So we went to the party place. And obviously, you know, we're silly. We're just like trying on costumes and everything. And I tried on the bunny suit, and Dina was like turnpiking me in the bunny suit. And I was like, oh, this could be fun. Like, this could be a nice prop. So that's where we ended up buying Lola. And we've had Lola ever since. And we decided that she was a stripper from Vegas, and she was a hot mess. We had to like put makeup on her and blush. But I feel like Lola is like our ninth roommate.
Yeah. And that night, there was so much that happened that night that didn't make air, which was so fun. So remember, eventually you took Lola off, and I'm pretty sure that was the night me and you were like, we went off on our own, and all the other roommates went back to the house, and then me and Nicole decided, screw this, we're going on the beach. I'm pretty sure this was the night that we went on the beach.
Oh my God, and we tried to go swimming, and all the producers were like, no, stop. And security was like,
we took off separately, which I don't know if they showed. So we were both so drunk, and Nicole wanted to go underneath the dock. And I'm like, no, I want to go home, and I want to go in the jacuzzi. So you're like, well, fuck that. I'm going on the dock. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to the jacuzzi. So then they go, all right, well, you guys have to stay together. And basically, we're both like, F that. We're not staying together because the meatballs never listened.
No, we don't listen. We're like toddlers at that point.
Yeah, back in the day, totally. So we were so ridiculous. And they only had two cameras because everybody else was with everybody else. So they sent me and they sent one producer with me with a camera because I was going back to the house. And then they sent everybody else with you because you were going underneath the dock and they had no idea what the frick you were going to do underneath the dock.
So what did I do under the dock? I feel like that didn't make it.
I know. I have no idea what you did. I just remember you wanted to go underneath the boardwalk by like the dock. And
Am I like seven?
I don't want to do that. I want to go in the hot tub. Me and Nicole stayed up all night. I didn't know where she was. I went back to the house. I went in the hot tub. I was like doing somersaults in the hot tub.
Did I fall asleep on the beach?
So I was up until super late and you were still not home. I was like, I mean, I was up. The sun was coming up and you were still not home. And I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, I think that's when I fell asleep on the beach because I remember waking up and there was sand like in my mouth. And I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah, because I was so gross. I was so gross between because we actually did go into the water in the middle of the night. We were like rolling around. I had sand everywhere.
We are disgusting.
Disgusting. Then I went into the hot tub with my clothes on. I don't even know if that made it. And then I was
I don't remember seeing this. I feel like they cut it out.
And I was like, okay, I cannot get into my bed like this. I need to shower. So now it's like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm showering. Poor Jenny's sleeping, yelling at me.
Mommy. Oh my God. Jenny still does that to this day.
I know. I'm blow drying my hair, and Jenny's like, are you fucking kidding me? And I'm like, I don't know. Blow drying my hair, 5 o'clock in the morning. And then I finally go to sleep, and you are still not home. And I was like, oh God, I hope she's all right.
Oh my God.
That Lola night turned into something else. And I don't even know if half of that made it because it was like just me and you. And then we separated. So like, what fun is that to watch? Although I feel like it probably was pretty fun.
Yeah, it would have been hysterical, like going back from you to me.
Yeah, like what?
Like, what are these meatballs doing?
So I think then they wound up, once I was safe in the house, they wound up, I think, sending the rest of everybody else. I don't think they knew I was going to, like, actually go in the hot tub. So then they left everybody. They sent everybody to you probably because they were like, well, the more, the better in case this girl decides to jump into the frickin'
ocean. Oh, my God. Yeah, I have no idea what was happening. Who knows?
We got in trouble that night, too, because they said we weren't allowed to be on the beach, and then we jumped a barricade.
Well, I remember the cops coming over to us like, ma'am, the beach is closed. We're like, no, it's not.
Yeah. And I remember knowing the one seaside cop and I'm like, come on, stop being like that. Stop being a bore.
Get real. Oh my God, I can't. So shout out to Lola. She is actually still alive. We just brought her in a couple seasons ago when we were filming for Easter. Yeah. I decided to dress up in the Lola again. Oh my God, I couldn't. I don't know how I did that in the club for hours. When I put it on, I couldn't breathe. I was getting anxiety. I think it's like my old lady symptoms. But I was like, oh my God, I don't know if I could wear this. And I was the Easter bunny for the boys.
Yeah, don't worry. Lola was cleaned. Lola was thoroughly cleaned.
No, yeah, she wasn't terrible. But I don't know how I used to wear that, especially in the clubs on a summer hot night around all these people. Like, I don't know how I didn't like pass out. But I remember wearing Lola into my bed, like drunk, and then I would fall asleep with Lola on my head. And the producers would have to come in and take the freaking head off me because they were like, this girl's gonna suffocate.
Yeah, and make sure you were breathing. There was a couple times I had to make sure you were breathing.
It's like, is she alive?
Is she okay? Because Nicole sleeps with her eyes open.
Like,
freaking creep. So there's
my kids look over
and I'm like, Nicole, are you all right? And her eyes are open and she's just lying there. I'm like, oh my God.
I'm an alien.
A meatball, they killed her.
I'm literally an alien, but I've noticed now that my kids sleep with their eyes half open. So I'm like, oh, okay. But then I look at Giovanna and it's creepy.
It is creepy.
I'm like, is that what I look like? Like, what a creep.
It is very creepy. But even remember, so this is another funny little thing that I feel like not many people realize, but remember they made it look like that you farted in Lola and you didn't?
Oh my, they always do that. It's so annoying. They always put in little farts. If you guys ever heard us fart on the show, it's not a real fart.
And I think to myself, what are you, Frank? Five?
He is five. He adds in random farts and burps everywhere. We're like, okay, we got it.
Yeah, like, okay. So that was funny. So what's another meatball moment?
The next one is the meatball power strut. So do you remember when we were getting ready for a meatball day, but we were matching why can I talk? We were matching purple outfits. Like, it was like the purple Shore Store shirt. It was a trucker hat. And it was the black shorts. And
and we got our sleeve tattoos.
Yes. So that's like a number one for the fans because we were like doing our meatball strut. Like, today's the meatball day. And it was just like so iconic of us like walking down the boardwalk, getting ready to like cause chaos. Like I feel like I don't remember that day.
Well, I see Cameron and CJ do that strut all the time, ready to cause chaos.
Oh, yeah. That's karma, honey. Not the club.
Yeah. I feel like that was.
Yeah. What did we do that day?
We ran out of the Shore Store when we were playing. Like, we said, okay, let's play Shadow.
Because we were working.
Yeah. We had to work. And we were like, oh, my God, we don't want to work. This stinks. So we actually decided before we even got into the store
we were going to run away.
Yeah, we're not working today. So sorry. I'm pretty sure whoever we were working with, we apologized beforehand. Like, just so you know, we're not working today. So.
And they were like, oh, shocking.
Everybody like, hated it.
It's like, we're going to do meatball day. It's gorgeous out. We don't want to sit in that sweaty store trying to sell shirts when we could be on the boardwalk having a good time.
Yeah. So.
We're not doing that.
Who was working with us that day? And we were like, listen, we're just letting you know we're not staying the whole time. We're going out.
It has to be like one of the boys because I feel like all three girls never worked together.
Yeah. I forget who it was.
Or like, Ron or Vin. I don't know.
That was a really fun meatball day.
I feel like we did the rides and then we bar hopped. We loved our rides.
Oh, yeah. Back in the day, I was able to – one thing they didn't show on – I don't know if it was that meatball day, but we did that one big ride where it was like, you know, the crane and you go up and it keeps spinning and you're going around.
Oh, yeah. It gives you the worst butterflies.
Oh, my God. So we did that drunk, I believe, on that meatball day, which I don't even think they showed it because I was screaming for bloody murder. But I was like, had fun. And then – like later on that night or another night, I'm like, oh, I've done this ride before. I could do it. And doing it sober, I was
awful.
I was like, stop the ride. Get me off of it. But drunk, I like loved it. And then sober, I was like, what am I doing up here?
No, it's traumatizing. Is that ride still there? Or did Sandy take it out?
I think Sandy took it out.
What a sin. So when Sandy hit, you guys, everything was underwater. Like the roller coaster was underwater. The whole boardwalk was like not there. And I remember going into the helicopter because I was, you know, we were raising money with MTV. So they had me go up in a helicopter and like explain like what I'm seeing and everything. And I just remembered crying because I'm like, this is me and Dina's stomping grounds and it's all gone. It was so upsetting. Just to see like all the rides like sticking out of the water, it looked awful.
No, yeah, oh my gosh, that was so terrible.
But we raised a ton of money, which was amazing.
I was proud of us.
Yeah,
we went there. We like it was like freezing, and I remember just like walking the boardwalk, like trying to clean up a little bit. But yeah, that ride, something else. I can't. Now I can't go on any rides.
No, I could still do it, but I feel like I don't know if I could do that one.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Wait, stop. So during like Christmas time, I brought the boys to Storybook Land. It's in Egg Harbor. And the boys wanted to go on Tilt-A-Whirl. And I'm like, all right. Like, I used to be able to do this. Like, honestly, I don't know if I'll be able to do it anymore, but I'll try. Nicole, I made the guy stop the ride in the middle of the ride.
Shut up. What was the ride?
Tilt-A-Whirl.
What is that one?
So it's just like, it like spins.
And is it for children?
No, like we used to go on it all the time on the boardwalk. I mean, yeah, children go on it. I couldn't handle it. I literally stuck out my head. I'm like, stop the ride. Stop.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No.
I cannot do rides anymore.
No, I could definitely still do the roller coasters and all that shit.
And Cameron never lets me live it down. Cameron's like, you stopped it. I'm like, I know. And then CJ, I don't know. I don't think CJ really cared for it either, honestly.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, I know, right? Everybody looked around like, is that Dina from Jersey Shore stopping the ride?
Yeah, like what a loser.
Literally.
All right, so the next moment that fans loved is the Italy Bender.
Oh, that was a good one.
So where did we start that day? Wasn't that day we were, we got drinks and then we were shopping? We went like shopping, right?
So there were so many Italy Benders that I feel like some of them didn't even make it. I feel like the one they're talking about is when we stayed up all night and then we went to the little restaurant and fell asleep.
Well, yeah, this GIF or GIF, whatever it's called, it shows me running towards you like a bull and then I fall into the bushes.
Oh, that was Riccione.
Yeah, the Riccione one. So that I feel like that day we went shopping with the girls, but then everyone went back to get ready.
Oh my God, everybody was being such a bore.
Yeah, they were like, we're going to go back and shower. And we're like, we're not.
I'm like, we're in Italy and this is an island. Like, we were stuck in Florence for so long, which was beautiful. Like, Florence was truly, truly gorgeous. And I wish we would be able to go back now because I think we would appreciate it so much more. Mm-hmm. But we finally were back. We felt like we were back on the shore because we were by, like, a beach and a boardwalk and, like, day drinking on, like, the beach. So me and
The vibe was way funner, I feel.
Oh, it was so great. So me and Nicole, we were like, frig this, we're letting loose, and like we drank, then they wanted to go shopping. That's what happened. We were drinking on the beach, they wanted to go shopping, and we're like, all right.
Yeah, so we ended up going to like the day club. Well, first of all, when we got there was no one there. So like we started the party, like we looked like we were dancers working there. Yeah. And Dina danced her bottoms off.
Yes.
I ran like a bull and fell into the bush. And then we were just like the life of the party. So the boys, they did whatever they did that day. And then they ended up meeting us there. But they knew that we were like drinking all day. And they were just like dying at us. And the girls were getting ready. And we were just like, oh, I guess this is it.
The boys, I think, originally went there to come and get us. And then when they saw the condition that we were in.
That we were like, overserved.
Maybe we will just sit here. And maybe they'll just decide to come off on their own.
Because I feel like they knew that we weren't leaving.
Oh, yeah. And then eventually we get back. Everyone's mad at us because they're like, we're going to be late for dinner. I'm like, who cares?
Yeah, literally we go to dinner every single night. Calm down.
So everybody was mad. They left us. Then we got to the table and I felt so judged at that table. I felt me and Nicole got there late. They're all annoyed with us, which I'm like, why are you annoyed? You're at dinner. Like, they were just annoyed. We were so drunk at dinner. And then I felt like no one would talk to us. Remember? They weren't talking to us. Me and you were in the corner, like, having beers. Remember?
Well, that happened with beers. That happened a couple times, I feel.
We were like,
they're judging us.
Yeah, and then to top it off, we decided to make out at the freaking club.
I cannot.
And I forgot to put on underwear because I was so drunk. Oh my goodness.
So that leads to the next one. I don't know. This is definitely not that time, but another Italy moment is burning our cucas in the hot tub.
Okay, yeah. That was the night.
That was when we stayed up all night.
Yeah, so the Riccioni night was when we were
That was when we drove away. Like we drove far away to like stay at a place.
It was like a vacation from our vacation.
Right. Yeah.
That was the Riccioni, and then the other one, me and you again. We went out with everybody, and then I think it was the night that I had black boots on. We each wore a black boot and a white boot because we thought
we were matching. We're sweating.
We all went out. And then again, everybody wanted to go home. So me and Nicole were like, screw that. We're staying out. And then the bartender was... So I feel like people didn't understand why we got into a fight in that bar. But they were being so mean to us and so creepy. All of like the men there. Like the men were like trying to touch us and we were getting annoyed. Then like the bartenders were throwing ice at us and like throwing things and yelling at us. And we were like, what is happening? And then
it was very aggressive there. Nobody kept to themselves. They were aggressive.
Yeah. So before we flipped out, there was like a lot of other things happening. Like the men on the dance floor kept touching us. Then you had like the bartender saying nasty shit. And then eventually when they finally threw stuff at us, the bartenders, it was the bartenders that threw ice at our heads. Me and Nicole flipped out and we started throwing things back at the bartenders because we were like, don't touch us. And then all I see is our security just flinging us around and throwing us in the car. Like, that's all I remember. And then we got back to the house. And we're like, we're not going to bed now. We're like
everyone's like, good night. We're like, what?
We're like kicking down doors. So we're like, screw it. Let's go in the hot tub. And that's when we went into the hot tub.
We're insane.
Burnt our cucas. We were swimming in the hot tub. It was like the best night of our life. And then we decided we're still not. We went outside to smoke a cigarette and it was daytime. And we're like, well, now we have to just go get breakfast. I mean, what else would we do?
Yeah, right? we weren't even tired and we weren't even that drunk. We were just like, I don't want to go to bed. Let's keep it going.
We were still drunk.
No, but we weren't like wasted.
I think I was pretty wasted.
No, you were fine.
And then we decided to dress like the most Jersey ever.
Because we missed Jersey. We were like, let's just pretend we're going out in Jersey.
Like, we pretended it was EJ's because that was our favorite place.
Stop. We were so homesick.
And then I fell asleep at the table.
Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
See, even though, like, we talked about Italy a lot last episode, like, just how homesick we were and stuff, we had a good time.
We did have a good time.
It was fun. I saw a comment about someone commented on our Instagram saying, you guys should be fortunate and grateful. Stop complaining. I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah. We had great times. But
we had a great time.
We're just really, really homesick.
Yeah. So that, shut up, whoever said that. Please don't listen to our podcast because you don't know us. But the next one is meatballs always dancing on elevated surfaces. Why do we do this? And we continue to do this.
Can I tell you, I still do it. I think we just did it. We just did it in Arizona. We did. Oh,
we were on the table.
Oh my God, I can't wait for you guys to see us on the table. And then
I can't.
Like under me, because the one table was so shaky and I'm like trying to, it reminded me of Mario Brothers, like going from one mushroom to the other. That's what like reminded me of.
We're idiots.
But we still do that. The thing is, it's like we hear our best song and we need to show everybody. Like in my head, I'm like, I need to show everybody how much I like this song. And the higher I am, the more it shows. I love this song.
No, literally. I think that's what it is.
What goes
and I remember head. I remember you in Miami, like when we first got back. What was it, like 2016? Was it then?
No, it was 2000 because my wedding was 2017.
Yes, so it was after that.
It was like right after my wedding. So 2017. 2017 or 2018.
Okay, so yeah. So in that season, I remember you were dancing on a garbage.
I was, yeah.
And you thought it was like a platform.
That was
and everyone's like, Dina, you're on a garbage can.
So a little backstory. I went out with the boys by myself because poor Jenny and Nicole were so sad. You missed your kids. We went on the yacht earlier in the day. And then you and Jenny were like super sad on the yacht because you missed the kids, clearly.
Mm.
And when we got back, you know, you guys just wanted to kind of just like have a quiet night. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go out with the boys. And the boys were like, fuck.
they were like, damn it, now we got to take care of her.
They're like, can you stay home? And I'm thinking to myself, no, I'm not staying home. I'm coming out with you guys. Like, let them have like their moment and I want to come out. So, because I felt like you and Jenny also just needed like kind of like a mommy moment together. I didn't have kids at the time, but yeah, so I was like, I'm going out. Like, so the boys were like, fine, like behave. I'm like, okay. So everybody, like we were having so much fun, but Vinny kept like he's like my, you know, brother. So he kept like watching me, making sure I was all right. And I'm like yelling at him. I was so mean to him. And like, all he wanted to do was just make sure I wasn't going to kill myself. And he's like, stop being mean to me. And I was like, screw you. Like, Amina came out. I was like super mean to Vinny that night. And all of a sudden, first, I'm dancing with everyone. Me and Paulie are having so much fun. And I just wipe out. I wipe out, like my friggin' feet just came out from under me. And that's when Vinny was like, okay, like go sit down. Like you're really drunk. And I was like, fuck you, Vinny. And then
oh God.
I think like one of my best songs came on and I thought it was like a little stage. So I jump onto it and he follows me. And thank God he was there, honestly, like because I probably would have fell off and like broke my neck. And he's like, Dina. I'm like, I'm dancing. He's like, you're on a garbage can. I was like, oh my God, what am I doing?
It's like, whoopsies.
And he's like, let me help you dance. And then I was like, okay, maybe I am. If I'm dancing on a garbage can thinking it's a stage, there's a problem here. I need to stop. And then I sat down and I just sat there and let them have a good time.
Yeah, so you did that.
Yes, I danced. I thought it. Garbage can was a stage, so that was fun. And then I had to call Chris like, yeah, so last night I went out and I danced on a garbage can. He's like, what the frick are you doing over there?
Like, I thought it was a stage.
Those were like the worst calls.
And the crazy thing is like you think like every time we would fall we would like break something or like we're done and like we have to go home, like we're hurt. When me and Tina fall and we're drunk like that, like when we're in our like meatball phase, and we're like full meatballs going crazy, we can fall and we literally bounce back up. Other people, they would like break a leg, they wouldn't be able to walk, and me and Tina, we're very bouncy.
Yeah, they call us. They say that we're like Gumby, but I'm like, don't jinx me now, because now I'm gonna fall. We do come out bruised. Like, even just recently, we went to Nashville and me and Nicole decided to ride some bulls. And the way we were getting flown off those bulls, and then the next day I woke up with 3 broken nails, I thought to myself, how did I continue? Like, how did I continue out? And this was just a couple months ago. Like, what am I doing?
Well, that's like when I fell off the stage in the Poconos.
Oh, my God.
Do you guys remember that we did a talent show? I got so drunk, so I was excited.
That was the best.
I ended up doing cartwheels off the stage, but like I bounced right back up and kept doing cartwheels. Like like normal me, like if I was like sober and that happened, I feel like I would cry.
Oh my God. You felt, yeah, that was.
I'd be like, ouch.
I was pregnant with Cameron at the time. And I remember because I was like super sober watching and thinking to myself, well, this is what I look like.
Yeah. But I feel like I was funny.
No, you were so funny. Honestly, it was the funniest part of the talent show. You fell and then you kept going. You were so resilient. I was like, yes, Meatball, there she is. You also kind of reminded me of like an older mom that still was trying to be in high school.
Like, no, that's actually me though. That's like me.
I'm like, oh God, Nicole.
Hi, it's me.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So what was another meatball moment?
This one. Realizing they aren't meant to be sailors. So it's me and you in the boat. So we were drinking then here.
Can I be honest? We had so many meatball moments, but watching this one was my favorite. I was actually LOLing out loud watching us. Like, stupid. We were drinking, but we weren't really too drunk in this one. Like, we were trying to get there.
No, yeah. So we
rained on our parade.
This was the day that they were like, all right, guys, we're going to go fishing on the dock. Like, we're going to go crabbing. And we're like, oh, fun. So me and Dina ended up putting vodka in a water bottle. And we like made a little drink because we didn't want everyone to be like, oh, they're drinking. So we were like kind of like hiding it. So we had our vodka in the water bottles and we were doing that and everyone was like, you know, crabbing, fishing or whatever. And we just wanted to like float away. Like we wanted to actually go on the water in a boat and it wasn't great.
Well, we would have been just fine, but the boys thought it would be so funny to unplug our tube, which actually is very dangerous. Like they could have killed us.
Well, they knew it was going to be a hot mess. They wanted to see what would happen. And then they were like, oh, shit.
So the entire time, like, we were actually doing decent. I mean, even though we wound up going underneath the dock. And all of a sudden, we're just floating. They undo us. We're starting to sink. And next thing I hear is shark. And I'm thinking to myself, a shark? Like, this is not how I'm going out. Like, I need to, like, get out of this. I went to fight or flight, and I was flight. I was out of there. So, and Nicole, you were just relaxing still. You're like, who cares? I'm just going to try and find you were more concerned about the vodka water bottle. And
I was trying to lift my arm so it didn't spill because that's all we had for the whole day. And I was like, oh my God, we're going to be here all day. Like, there's no bar. They only were selling like freaking like cappuccinos and coffee. I was like, yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't even think they had the cappuccinos. I think Jenny asked for one. And then
They were like, no, we just have coffee.
Like, they're like, we have bait. And I was like, shark, shark. Like, I just, my mind blacked out. It didn't matter. After I heard shark the first time, it didn't matter what they were saying from that dock. All I thought was I need to get myself out of this boat and I need to get myself onto the dock. So I think that was one of our funniest moments. It was just so like, it wasn't like a really drunken moment. It was like a typical me and you moment. Like just getting ourselves into some crazy, ridiculous thing.
I felt like it was Titanic.
Yeah, I really thought
we were Titanic.
And then we fall in and it was only up to our ankles. And I was still panicking. That's what I'm saying. Is everybody so shocked that I freaked out during the aliens? Have you seen my past with the tornado and with the freaking shark, which wasn't a shark? I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah. You're definitely more of the, what's
get
the word?
Freak out.
Yeah. And like, I'm just like, it is what it is.
I'm not going to be a sitting freaking duck.
It is what it is.
Yeah. And you're like, okay, I'm ready to die.
All right. The next one is, so we already talked about hitting the police car in Italy last week, I feel. But the next one in Italy is us working together and we're just like goofing off. Like we're stealing the wine in the fridge and we're going in the back and chugging it. Or we're hiding. Remember we hid in the garbage bags because we didn't feel like working?
And then we also were like, I have my period.
And I can't.
Or
like I walked in with the neck brace and I was like, oh my God, I got into an accident. But it was Mike's neck brace. And he was like, all right, go home. And then we had a meatball day in Italy.
Yeah. Like one thing different. Good job. One thing that was different with working for Marco rather than Danny, I was a little more into, like, Danny, I was never intimidated by. I'm like, all right, like, I'm just going to basically come and go as I please here.
Literally.
So Marco, I was a little intimidated by because it was like, I don't know, like, if he understands that, you know, we're not really working here, but we are, you know?
Yeah.
So I felt like he was like, no, you're working, like, you know, so... I tried in Italy to work, and then, like,
and honestly, it wasn't a bad job. We were making pizza. Like, we were making pizza. We were giving it to people. There was wine and stuff. It was like a fun job. I just hated when I was like hungover because I needed sleep. So I remember sometimes I was so disgusting. I would have like a shift in the morning and I would be so hungover. I would bring I'd bring my pillow and a blanket, and I would go in the back room and sleep on the floor.
Yeah.
Like a trash.
No, I really actually did that job. And I was one of the best pizza makers. They even said, because I would remember every topping to all the pizzas.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it. So, like, they would always put me on.
And the pizza was so good.
Oh, my God. I am still, to this day, trying to find a pizza that tastes that good. But, so, yeah, it might have looked like we didn't like the job, but I actually did like the job. And I really did respect Marco. Like, I felt like... I was a little intimidated by him, but he was
fun though. I feel like he always came out to like hang out with us.
Yes.
And like he told us where to go because obviously, you know, he lived there. We loved his girlfriend. Yeah. They were just good people.
Yeah. Like I was intimidated just because like I feel like he was just like, he was kind of intimidating, but he was like super fun and he would come out with us at night and drink. And then his girlfriend was like, would hang out with us. She was really cool, and she was from LA, wasn't she from California?
Yes.
And then, yeah, and then I liked, what was his name? The tall guy. I forget his name. The pizza maker. I forget.
Oh, I don't remember.
But yeah, I liked that job, but we would just be silly sometimes, and like, we would drink. They typically didn't want us drinking on the job, you know?
Yeah, terrible.
Oh, wait.
But we did. No.
How about the one time we were getting the customers to buy us drinks, and then they were buying us, like, giving us the wine glasses, and we were just going in the back and chugging the wine that they would get us?
Literally. We drank so much wine. I think that was the most we've ever drank. And I remember I went to, like, one of the liquor stores, and remember I bought that big-ass bottle of wine?
Yes.
And I was trying to bring it home, and it broke all over the street, and I was crying. I was so upset.
We're like, what do we do now? But it was the most, but then you got a second one.
I did. And I remember paying a lot for it.
And it was disgusting.
Yeah, like, it wasn't good wine. And it had like crumbs in it.
Yeah, I hated it. But it was like more of like the fact that it was just like a big bottle of wine. But
I think that's why we had the worst hangovers in Italy, because we were drinking wine.
Yeah. I mean, now we're used to it, but back then we weren't.
Well, yeah, back then at like 23, like no, we were used to like our Long Islands and all like the trash drinks.
Yeah. So how many more are there? Because I'm thinking we save some of them for next pod and we can jump to meatball questions.
No, yeah, that's good. We have a few questions from you guys.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people also want more meatball questions. So maybe we save some of more of our moments and we can give backstories for next week. And then
I mean, there's 100 moments, so we're good.
Yeah. And then we could do meatball questions.
Oh, this is a fun one. So this is from Jerome P. from DC. He is asking, which superpower would you not want? I feel like I would not want to read people's thoughts.
I wouldn't want to know the future.
But what if you could change it?
Because I feel like, what? But what if you can't change it?
Well, if you can't change it, then no.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like if I know the future and, like, I view something bad about someone or view something bad about, it would affect me not great. You know?
Yeah, that, and I just don't want to read people's thoughts. Like, if someone says something bad about you, but they're saying they love you, you know, or, like, something's happening and you don't want to know, I don't want to read people's thoughts. But, like, I would love to fly. Because I always have dreams of flying. I would love to fly.
I would like to grant wishes.
Oh, like a genie?
Yeah, maybe like a genie. Like grant wishes for good people.
That's cute.
Yeah.
All right, good question, Jerome.
Okay, so this is from Victoria from VT. If you could name your own country and rule it, what would it be called and where would it be located? For me, I would name it maybe like Meatball Island. And
ooh.
Like a little Meatball Island. And it would be like Aruba. And everybody goes there to have fun and lay in the sun. It's a happy place. That's what I would do. I would make a little island next to Aruba called Meatball Island.
I would do mine Mama Land. And it would be more of like Disney with rides and characters. And you would have to have a good time. And if you don't have a good time, you get arrested.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, that's like arresting. You have to have a good time at my place.
There's arresting on your island. That's crazy.
There is. Yeah, because if you're a snooze fit, if you're a lump on a log like Vinny, you're getting arrested.
Oh, okay. Well, Meatball Island won't have any arrests unless you're bad, of course.
Yeah, if you kill someone, you're getting arrested.
Yeah, if you're bad, you're going to get arrested. But Meatball Island will be fun in the sun, some drinks, pool party, like, and also like some fun stuff for the kids, of course. Like, it'll be like Aruba.
Aruba.
Yeah, beautiful restaurants. Oh, all right, Cam. Yeah, so Meatball Island would have beautiful restaurants. It would be in on the beach with resorts, swim-up bars. Yeah.
Canopies.
It'd be a happy
because place. The meatballs love canopies.
Yeah, canopies. Oh, yeah,
is that what it's called, canopies? No, the one that you sit in.
No.
What's it called?
Oh, my God.
The thing that you swing in.
Swing
you
in?
Sit, but it's between two palm trees.
A hammock?
A hammock. What's a canopy?
I thought you were talking
what the
about
hell's a canopy?
Like, I don't know. Let me look it up.
Why did I think a canopy was a hammock? A
canopy. That's why I was like, why?
I need to take a nap. I've been waking up so early. I'm not okay.
Okay, a canopy.
The heck?
Okay, like, it's kind of like a tent.
Oh, okay, that's not what I meant. I meant the hammock. Because do you remember me and Dina on the hammock, you guys? In the seaside house, we would always go on it and just fall off.
Oh my God, I like broke my skull 20 times
on that. I love
that
thing.
Oh my God, what people don't know is like, remember my first night in the house? I was very drunk, but I fell off that hammock so hard. I truly thought I had a concussion.
I mean, you probably did.
I don't even think they showed that. I was like, Nicole, like, I'm not okay.
You definitely had a concussion.
100%.
Freaks.
I can't. Oy vey.
Well, what a good time, meatballs. Dina,
yes,
I'm sure you have to.
This was a fun episode.
Yeah, I'm sure you have to get going with mom mode. I have to go pick up the kids at school. So we love you, meatballs. Thanks for tuning in. Next week, we'll continue our meatball stuff. And then if you guys want us to talk about anything, you have more questions, you can text us or leave us a voicemail at 732-508-7952.
All right. Awesome. So, yeah, Cam's here. He's ready for me to play with him. So, yeah, I guess we'll catch up and do more meatball moments next week because that was fun. I like giving them the little behind the scenes of our craziness.
Oh, same, and I love reminiscing.
Oh, me too. Such good times. We were such a trash.
Oh, we did it. We did it, meatball.
We did it. Let's get sauced.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies.
Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.